You know, he had been rotated at different spots in his career. We really see, Brad, that if we put him in one spot and let him develop in that spot, and that'll be DN for us, left DN, let him grow from there. Because the guy has a tremendously explosive first step. I mean, obviously, the test numbers spell out what he is in terms of the explosiveness in his body. I think it's, you know, 38 and a half vertical, 10-8 broad, those type of things. Those are numbers. What did we see on tape? An explosive athlete. We saw a guy that's close a lot, but it hasn't closed. We think that, you know, this is a player that's still got a lot of ceiling. He loves football. He's an SEC player used to dealing with a high level of competition. It's not like he had no production. You know, he had 10 and a half career sacks. I think he had 63 pressures by the University of Georgia count. We see a guy that can make plays. We see somebody that has a great developmental upside. Anytime you can get a player with that kind of length, that body type, and that explosiveness in his body that's been at that level of competition and has experienced success, we feel like he's still got a lot to grow into. And that's, hey, we were awfully happy to see him sitting there in the sixth round, believe me.
Well, that's part of our job as coaches. I mean, the first place to start is to get his hand down and let him rush the passer and see where it goes from there. He certainly has tremendous athletic upside. And a lot of those questions, I think, will be answered through the course of practice and over time as we work, you know, through the spring and into training camp. I mean, I can't give you futuristic answers to I don't have the answer to that right now. We're bringing him in here because we think he's got upside and he's got talent, and we'll see where it goes as we move forward.